Lloyds Bank develops digital trading solution. UK-based retail banking company Lloyds Bank has developed a digital trading solution that aims to support businesses to transact more efficiently. Axis Bank launches digital bank proposition, opened by Axis Bank. India-based Axis Bank has rolled out Open by Axis Bank to highlight its digital capabilities. Spanish banks explore ways to distribute the digital euro. A group of Spain-based banks have completed a POC that explores the impact of issuing the digital euro on the existing payments infrastructure. Alba Bank partners with Mambu. UK-based Alba Bank has announced its partnership with Mambu in order to leverage the latter's cloud banking platform to improve its SME lending. Sopra Banking Software launches core banking system. Global fintech company Sopra Banking Software, SBS, has announced the launch of its next-gen, modular, real-time, fully cloud-native AI-enabled core banking platform in Software as a Service, SaaS. JP Morgan enhances data management capabilities for securities services clients. JP Thomson Reuters launches OneSource e-invoicing. Global content and technology company Thomson Reuters has launched its OneSource e-invoicing service to simplify e-invoicing compliance for firms operating globally. Temenos announces correspondent banking solution. Switzerland-based banking software company Temenos has announced its cloud-native correspondent banking solution as banks look to modernize cross-border payments in the cloud. Citi settles trades on HKEX Synapse platform. US-based Citi has announced that it successfully settled trades of China Asset Management on the Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing, HKEX, Synapse platform. Build My Credit Score launches to help consumers build credit score. A new open banking tool, Build My Credit Score, has launched with the aim to help people build credit scores via everyday spending. Smart Cash PSB partners with Thunes for remittances in Naira. Cross-border payments infrastructure provider Thunes has announced a partnership with Smart Cash PSB to power international remittances in Naira to mobile wallets. TrustPay launches an instant refunds feature. Slovakia-based provider of acquiring services and online payment solutions TrustPay has launched an instant refunds feature. Tebby introduces Tap to Pay on iPhone in the Netherlands. Tebby, a startup providing entrepreneurs with tools to better manage their businesses, has announced a cash register platform to introduce Tap to Pay in the Netherlands. Mesabi partners with WorldPay from FIS. Transit ticketing technology company Mesabi has partnered with WorldPay from FIS to offer a contactless EMV payment solution to transit agencies. Rapid study. 50% of Singapore businesses seek fintech solutions. UK-based fintech Rapid has published a study which shows that nearly 1 in 2 businesses in Singapore expressed a strong need for new fintech solutions. HitPay, GCash to extend payment options for Philippine merchants. Singapore-based payment platform for small and medium-sized enterprises. SMEs, HitPay has partnered with Philippines-based super app GCash. Paystan integrates with Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. US-based fintech Paystan has integrated with Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central for one-click accounts receivable automation. Sephora Malaysia partners with Adyen. Sephora Malaysia has announced its partnership with Adyen in order to optimize customer experience by leveraging the latter's in-person payment solutions. HepsiPay partners with Visa. Turkish e-commerce platform HepsiPay has announced its partnership with Visa in order to make its prepaid cards available worldwide for all purchases. Quant launches key management solution for blockchain transactions. Blockchain for finance pioneer Quant has launched a bank-grade key management solution to make blockchain-based transactions more secure. Zwipe partners with Schneider Electric. Norway-based biometric card provider Zwipe has partnered with Schneider Electric to provide the latter with a biometric system on card solution. Paytm PG launches alternate ID-based checkout solution. India-based Paytm has announced that its wholly owned subsidiary Paytm Payment Gateway launched an alternate ID-based checkout solution. Kraken agrees to acquire BCM. US-based digital asset exchange Kraken has agreed to acquire the Netherlands-based crypto broker BCM in a bid to solidify its presence in Europe. Starling Bank abolishes monthly fee for kids' pocket money app. Starling Bank is to waive the 2-monthly fee for its Kite debit card and app for kids after conducting research which found that the UK is a nation of baby bankers with children as young as 6 already saving for cars, 26%, university, 19%, and even houses, 18%. Spanish banks road test digital euro on existing payment infrastructures. After year-long tests, the Spanish banking sector has made a case for the reuse of existing payments infrastructures for the introduction of a digital euro. Kenyan BNPL player EDOMX taps Finbots.ai for credit risk management. EDOMX, a Delaware entity with Kenyan operations with a vision to enhance impact-based and thoughtful consumer credit, announced signing an agreement with Singapore-headquartered B2B SaaS fintech, Finbots AI, to enable credit risk management using AI. Encoded approved as Visa Direct preferred partner. Encoded, a leading provider of payment orchestration and gateway solutions, today announced its new partnership with Visa and approval as a Visa Direct preferred partner. TrustPay introduces instant refunds feature. TrustPay, a European provider of acquiring services and online payment solutions, is proud to introduce its latest innovation, instant refunds. Mesabi and WorldPay combine to bring EMV payments to mass transit. Mesabi, the transit ticketing technology company, has today announced a new collaboration with WorldPay from FIS, NYSE. FIS, a global leader in financial services technology. The collaboration brings together the award-winning fair payment platform provider and leading global acquirer, Nilson Report 2023, to deliver a robust, pre-integrated and pre-certified EMV payment solution that is easy to implement and operate, providing a cost-effective and reliable solution for transit agencies of all sizes. Connie Payments hires Mark Delaney as head of customer success. Connie Payments, the disruptive global data reconciliation and reporting pioneer, has announced the appointment of payment industry expert Mark Delaney as head of customer success to drive the company's client relationships and service uptake as it embarks on a period of rapid global expansion. Sustainable Finance Live 2023. The bank's role in financing sustainable cities. Moving swiftly to the interactive workshop, the session Sustainable Finance Live is known for was hailed as being a rapid CO creation opportunity for attendees and where ideas became reality in just an hour. Sustainable Finance Live 2023. How to move fast and break things to disrupt the inertia. Kicking off Sustainable Finance Live 2023 at events at No6 in London, founder of Responsible Risk Richard Pierce, highlighted the objective of this year's event, to bring people together in their like-minded desire to drive sustainability in their work. Digital Token Identifier Foundation calls for new member for its product advisory committee. Digital Token Identifier Foundation, DTIF, acting as an exclusive registration authority, RA, for the International Organization for Standardizations, ISO, standard for digital token identifiers, DTIs, is today calling for new members for its product advisory committee, PAC, with an application closing date of the 30th of November 2023. Peel Hunt appoints Pia Khanna as Chief Technology Officer. Peel Hunt, a leading UK investment bank, has appointed Pia Khanna as its Chief Technology Officer, CTO, overseeing all technological aspects of the firm. Investing in the next evolution of banking and customer loyalty. There are two universal truths when it comes to banking and customer loyalty. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.